Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie McCain. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Archie McCain. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field. Mills picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mills. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Hale moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. McNair reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman is thrown out after the base hit. McNair moves to third. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCain, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Larry moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Larry steals home. It's 5-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Hughes moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg fires to first and picks off Soltis. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Mills reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Averill chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Hale fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hale. Mills scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. John Kroner now playing third base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Averill throws the ball into Hughes, who tags McNair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berg bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kroner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kroner. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Chapman scores. Wahlberg goes all the way around to score. Kramer moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Jack Wilson now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive to right field. Campbell throws towards third. Croner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Croner. Campbell throws it away. That's an error on Campbell. Fox goes all the way around to score. Higgins moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Croner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mills strikes out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.